Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry, your computer is acting a little weird right now, and I cannot see your screen. Sorry. So, I'm going through the best way I can. And my screen decides to pop on here. I hope you all are enjoying this beautiful, glorious day.
It's very hot here, so that's why you hear all the background noise.
Sorry about that.
All my windows open and two or three fans going. So I can try to stay cool. So, let's see how. Okay.
Can't keep going off and on. I apologize for that. Okay, try it.
Welcome to The Angels Network with reader Tasha Harris on Greater Good Ministries Radio. Join Tasha every Friday at 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific for an hour of psychic chat, motivational tools for your spiritual toolbox, and inspiration every week. May your angels bless and guide you always. And now, here's Tasha.
Okay, I'm trying to tune in a little bit more here, so please think about your specific question.
Have it ready. Don't hear your name, birthday, anything like that.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well. And I'm just going to ask all of your highest, and best teachers, loved ones, guides, to come in and have your answers ready even before you ask the question. And while you're sitting there thinking about your specific question, please realize that there's no such thing as time on the other side. So whatever answer I give you, whatever answer they give you today could have a totally whole different meaning tomorrow or 10 minutes from now or. Okay, so like when you get readings from me or other people, it's not nice to say, well, you said this was going to happen and it didn't happen. Well, there could be a billion and one reasons for it not happening. Okay, 612. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. There, go ahead and ask your question.
Yes, my question is this weekend, actually, I am wondering how many, I'm looking to recruit between like 300 people for my business. I'm in multi-level marketing, so I recruit people, and I'm just wondering if I'm going to have success with that.
Well, I see a measuring cup, and it's three quarters of the way full.
Oh,
so
okay.
You're almost going to get your goal accomplished.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful. That's good to hear. Absolutely.
And much, much success and blessings to you, my dear. You're a wonderful businesswoman, they say.
Thank you. Thank you. That's definitely my ultimate goal. So thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, they're very proud of you, said you're doing a good job. Just stop getting mad at yourself when you don't achieve the whole goal, because oftentimes that's not the purpose.
Right.
Financially, physically, that's the purpose. But spiritually, which is more important, that's not always the purpose. So
okay.
Nine and a half times out of ten, spirit is more important, I feel. Just my opinion.
Yeah.
I'm not shitting on you. And then in the long run of your whole life, it's better. It's always greater later.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with that. And I do.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I do beat myself up just because I like to hit my goals. And, you know, I think I have really high standards for myself. So there are times where I just beat myself up when I don't hit it, but I know I shouldn't in the end because I'm still doing some great work.
Yes, you are, and they're very proud of you. Do you have a grandmother in spirit?
I do, yes.
Ruby,
I was very close to my grandma.
A Ruby, a Ruth, or something with an R name that's short?
No. It started with an E, but I don't know her middle name. Her middle name might have been Rhodes.
Okay. Apparently, I see her how I normally see my spirits that are like the business people in the family, which she appears to be. She's got her cute little business hat on, as it were. I tend to see, you know, the business people, spirits rather, in blue business suits from the quote-unquote old days. So I see her in this particular blue skirt, blue hat, blue blaze, not a blazer, bolero, they called it back then. And she's got her little tiny briefcase there, and she's putting those pieces of paper out, and she's telling you, okay, sign here, you know, initial here, you know, all that. And she's looking at you. I see blue eyes, and she's looking at you with a very serious face, and you would think that she's mad at you for not doing something. And then slowly but surely, the edges of her lips turn up into a big smile. She's very happy and proud of you.
Oh, that's really good to hear. Thank you for that.
You're so welcome, my dear.
I seriously appreciate that. Thank you so much, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
And 901. Go ahead, dear. Oops. Hang on, don't talk yet, sorry. What did I do? Okay, 901, are you there? Okay.
Yes,
now.
Hi, Tasha. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Can you tell me about this guy at our mistress state at work? I'm wondering if he ever get around to asking me out.
No.
Okay.
So when are you going to ask him out?
I'm a little shy on that side.
Yeah, Auntie told me.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever she is, she's the auntie that was like the cook of the family. I have a feeling there's a lot on your father and mother's side. It looks like there's like 17 of them on one side.
What?
Mm. Like 10 or 14 on the other side.
Are you serious? Oh, wow.
There's a whole bunch of family up in here right now. And this auntie, I can't see her name. It's a something May. Ida May, Ruth May, something May. Okay, all I see
Mary.
Is May.
Mm-hmm.
Maureen May?
It's
no, it's
Mary.
Like a two-part name.
Oh.
It's like a Ruth May, Ida May, something May. And she's looking at you, and she's got her arms crossed, and she's tapping that foot. And she says, now, you know better. You know better. You know you got to speak up. She is such a hoot. Oh, my goodness. She's just throwing daggers at you. She's just throwing daggers.
Uh-oh.
Now, you know you got to speak up. Child, you got to speak up. And she's cooking. Oh, gosh, she's cooking some good old collard greens, mustard greens, turnip greens, ham hocks, hot water cornbread. Oh, my God. Oh, hold it now. Hold it. I smell some monkey bread.
Uh-oh.
Oh, she said that's apricot cobbler. She's fitting to make the monkey bread.
Oh.
Go on.
Okay.
Put your bad still. That auntie, ooh, she on you, girl. She's on you. You're writing something. You're doing something handwritten, and she's looking over your left shoulder, saying, you know that ain't right. That goes like this. Put that word in front of that word, okay? You know this. Uh-huh. You just temporarily forgot. And she's getting on you, girl. Ooh. I'm just going to get you. You better speak up and get that man.
Oh.
He don't come to her. He's more shy than she is, okay? He is way more shy than she is. She better speak up and ask him out for coffee.
There's some other man here. He looks...
He's huge. So I don't know if he's, like, big in the spirit world or he was big before he crossed over, but he's a huge black man. He's blue-black.
Oh, really?
Excuse me. He's been standing in front of one of those huge old-fashioned barbecue pits. You remember when you take a trash can and you cut it in half and you make a barbecue pit out of that? That's him, whoever that is.
I don't know.
And he's smoking. He got one of them big old fat cigars that you just, it's not, okay, sometimes it's lit and sometimes it's not. So I don't know what's up with that. You have to ask him about that. But he's barbecuing and he's just talking so fast with that cigar in his mouth and it looks nasty. Sorry, but you look nasty with that cigar hanging out your mouth, spitting and talking over the food. And he's got one of those old-fashioned barbecue things where he made it himself. You know, like the old-fashioned mops with the long rope?
Yes, I know.
That's what he's chopping up the barbecue with, and he's flinging it on the meat. You can't back for my chat. It ain't ready yet. It ain't ready yet. You hear? I'll call you when it's ready. Go sit down. Get out of here. Get out of here. You're bothering me. Get out of here. You know, with that cigar. And he's looking at his eyes over you. And you know how in the old days when men smoked their cigars and they probably drank heavily, I don't know, and their eyes would turn a little yellow?
Yes.
That's what his eyes look like. So I hope you can figure out whoever that is. That's him. He's telling you, child, you know you. Just get on it. Just get on it. I don't know what you're waiting for. Just go on and do it. Just go on now. And he just telling you all left and right. Just go on. Get it over with. Just get it over with. And he disappears. But, they're having a nice big old huge picnic for you, honey. And usually spirit does that when you've done something.
Mm-hmm.
You have some of your spiritual homework, as I call it. And they're rewarding you with this big old huge family reunion.
Mm-hmm.
Every food, every cousin, uncle, niece, the people who've been divorced and remarried, all the exes are there. You know, all the kids from the other kids, mama drama family thing, everybody's there.
Grandpa,
all these uncles and aunts and cousins, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, 17 cousins. You know, going way back, you know.
Yes.
Now there's a little old man sitting, and he's sitting under a tree. And he's petite. He's like, I don't know, he couldn't be 120 pounds. But he's like the one, it feels like he's the one that everybody else went to for advice.
Okay.
He's very, I want to say he feels like Gandhi or something like that, in that vibration. And he looks to be, you remember Miss Jane Pittman when she was walking to the water to go drink? He looked old, like that old. He's so wrinkly, and he's black too. But you can see in his bright white eyes all the wisdom and knowledge of the 152 years he's lived, you know? And he's sitting in his old-fashioned metal chair. You know, green chair. And he's sitting there with both hands on his cane like he's about to get up and preach. And he's looking over at you. And he's giving you that look like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So I'm thinking you already know the answer to whatever other question you wanted to ask.
He said,
you know. Just go on. Just go on and do it. You know.
Okay.
So I'm thinking that's the kind of, you know, that you get, that I get when you're going to ask two or three other questions.
Yeah.
You know?
You're breaking up now. It's that voice thing again going on.
I'm sorry. It's hot here. I'm moving myself back out. I'm sorry. But yeah, it's all going to be good. You go ahead and ask him about the coffee. Just go ahead and get it over with. You're going to be happy. You guys are going to be great friends. Don't rush it. You know, it might take about a year for him. It doesn't look like he's the type of person. Excuse me. He doesn't feel like he's the type of person that shows much emotion, but he does like you, and he does want to go out. But he's more shy than you. He's not going to ask you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to break this up. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, my dear. God bless.
Okay, love. Bye-bye.
Okay, then. Bye-bye. Okay. 310. Go ahead.
Hi, Tasha. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
Good. My question is, I'm trying to get some clarity from Spirit on a relationship. And it's pretty weird because we've never acted on it because of outside circumstances. So there's a strong connection there. But either something would be going on with me or he would be with someone or I would. So we couldn't cross. Now we're in a position where we see each other on a daily basis, but nothing can happen. He's now with someone. And it's kind of a heavy to carry around, especially emotionally wise. And I'm just trying to figure out from Spirit why this is, or what the lesson is, or what is the purpose of this? Because
the lesson is you need to learn to love yourself. And in the process of loving yourself, that doesn't mean that you have to be in love with or even like anybody else outside yourself. They said she keeps bumping her head. We keep telling her, you need to just be still for a minute. Just be still for a minute. I know you humans think a minute is a long time, but it's not. Look at all the minutes you've already lived. But when she takes time to stop and smell the roses and plant a flower and have faith that it's going to grow, she will have more faith in herself and learn to love and value herself more than anyone she could possibly fall in love with. And until that time, she is not yet ready to move on. Do you have a father, a father figure in Spirit?
Maybe my grandfather, but I didn't know him that well.
Okay. There's someone in a fatherly type vibration in Spirit. He's a very tall man. Very tall. Almost like he had that gargantuan disease or something, but it wasn't a disease or anything. He was just tall. He's just a big, tall man, not fat. He's like a wrestler type guy. You know, he's well-built, very tall, very respected in the community. This uncle vibration is here. He's standing behind you at your computer. Or it looks like you're sitting in front of a computer that's in front of a window of some sort.
Yeah.
And he's putting his hands on your shoulders saying, be still. And if you can't be still, I'll help you. I'm not gonna help you in a good way. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to help you. If you don't want to be still, you'll catch a cold or the flu or something that's going to knock you on your ass. And you won't have any choice but to be still. So in order to avoid that, realize that you're good on this you. You will not be until you learn to be still with yourself. Love yourself. Value yourself. So you can teach others how to treat you for the first time. Because I have a feeling with this particular man, you like went over and over. It's like, huh? What? It's over and over. Huh? What? No. You're better than that. You deserve more than that. You are the queen of your domain. You know? Like, once you realize that, see yourself in the mirror, and you say, I love and approve of myself, I am the queen. You deserve better. You're going to be like, go to 7-Eleven, and you're going to, you know, be all playful and stuff, you're going to be happy once you're off your whole life changes, okay? Good men are going to come to your life, so good men are going to be good men are going to be good people. Those are the people with their own that value themselves, and you're going to value yourself, so you're going to go after those facts and change how you think, how you talk, change how you feel about yourself, your respect. This uncle is going to be like, quick, you're going to see that girl. You're going to see it on your shoulders. Uncle is going to be like, ah, it's going to turn you. Look,
a nerd, whatever. I don't like this kind of guy. But whatever you're out of touch with now, is to you, because that's where you need to be. Okay? And you're going to be just a whatever liquor to be, you know, buy something. Oh, maybe if I can pick up six fingers, that's a little cute name. And then you're drunk.
Love yourself and totally value yourself, really. And if you don't, I'm letting you know it will not happen. It will not happen. It will not happen. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So in the next 6 months, once you change your talking, change your thinking, love you, value you, these men are going to show up out of nowhere in the strangest, weirdest positions. You go to pump your gas, and both your hands reach for the same gas pump thing or whatever, you know?
Okay.
So funny.
So look out for those funny moments.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear sighting, as in Smokey Bear.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste. He told me to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
I know that now.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Thank you.
I hope you're having a beautiful, peaceful, quiet, loving Friday.
And now it's time for Crystal Clear Coaching with Maggie Holger. Join Maggie every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, for an hour of positive reinforcement on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, here's Maggie.
I don't know how I did that. Sorry. This is what I was trying to do. Gee whiz. Sorry about that. Okay, now let's try it again. 916, I apologize.
Oh, I can hear you now. That's great.
There.
I asked the angels to help you. I don't know what you did, but you fixed it.
Thank you.
Uh-oh. Are you skipping out again? Come on, say. Is it Blog Talk Radio?
Yeah. Oh, great. Can't hear me.
No, I just hear I just hear a sound. But I can, if you can hear me, I can ask my question. Maybe you'll come back in.
Yeah.
I made some rainbows today and put them on my my board, and I just want to know if anybody on the other side has any comment about what I put up. I hope they fix the connection so I can hear you. I know there's a lot of people on the other side around me. I can't hear what you're saying, but when I listen to the show, I'll be able to listen.
I'm so proud of you for helping me. Little face, beautiful little light brown skin girl. And she's just looking up at you saying, thank you. And she looks at you and she looks at the rainbows and she looks at you and she looks at the rainbows. So I don't know what you put up, but yeah, they're all hovering around that picture like in amazement, you know. So way to go. Lots of people there looking at
you. I just now started hearing you, so I don't know anything you said.
Okay.
Do you think when
you
I listen to the show, I'll be able to?
Go to the site and hear the recording, honey. It's being recorded. So just know
Well, I mean, this is a vision board, or is any of the stuff that I'm putting up going to happen?
Are you serious?
Am I serious? I want the people on the other side to tell me. I just now started hearing you, so if you said anything before, I'm sorry I missed it.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Oh,
the
good.
Universe
you
is
going to
give you exactly what you asked for. It may not happen in 30 seconds from now, but...
Why not? Well, you know, I finally got to the point where I asked for crayons and couldn't find any, and I found a pack of magic markers. So I went to making this rainbow, and I put at the end of it what it was I wanted, and I said, okay, now can you see? Because the words in every now moment weren't really working. So now can you see in every now moment? This is what I'm trying to tell you. So now they understand. Is that right? Okay, I'll have to listen to the show. I better let you go because I can't hear you. But I'm glad you got to come through clear for a little while to say, are you kidding me? That sounds like a yes. So this is WGDM, right? Or is it Oh, well. because I just got the number off my my phone. I will find out what show this is and listen to it tomorrow because I can't hear you. But thank you very much. I don't know what's going on out there in the universe today. These wheels are just going round and round and round, but they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, or maybe they are, and I just don't know what that is yet. So, hey, everything is all good. It's all good. We just got to figure out what the good part in the lesson is and, you know, separate the chaff from grain. So, but I do hope that you all are having a beautiful, wonderful day. Weekend, stopping to be good to yourself, stop the store and get your favorite candy or corn or stuff. So you can be the time to life, you know, harmonious. We all could use a little of that. I was just making a video earlier today about, you know, are you getting what you ordered? You know, life is like a restaurant, as it were. You walk into the restaurant, your life, and you look at the menu, your life, and you order, you know, cracked crab or lobster, filet mignon or hamburger, french fries, whatever, you expect to get what you ordered, right? So what did you order for yourself, your life, today? Are you getting what you ordered? Did you order anything yet? Maybe you haven't. I don't know. I sure did. I ordered lots of stuff. You know? Ordered a Ford F-150. Google it. They're pretty. They're versatile, like me. I try to stay versatile. Help people out in life, spiritually, physically, mentally, business, personal, whatever, you know. I ordered new beads, and someone offered me some last night, so I can't wait to get those in the mail.
I ordered more clients. I had 5 this week so far. Can't wait to get 5 more today. Buy my healing jewelry. You know, listen to the other beautiful people on ggmradio.com. You know, thanks to our beautiful Bea Delosier who created this for us, for you, to be touched, healed, blessed, somehow, way, shape, or form, and just keep loving yourself and keep loving myself and helping the world somehow, you know. We all help each other. Stay happy, safe, warm, well-fed, all that good stuff, you know. Okay, 972, sorry. Go ahead, dear. Okay, this thing is taking its time again. Sorry. I know we're about to have a full moon, but wow. Come on. Sorry, 972, it's not. Okay, there, you should be there now. Hello.
Happy birthday to you, Angel Tasha. Happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm sorry, I'm a little surprised. Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate you for that.
You're welcome, dear. Well, I have a quick question, if you don't mind. David and I are leaving next weekend to go look at Arizona. And I just wanted to see what you think, how the trip will go for us and what he'll think of it.
And what he'll think of it?
Yes. As far as wanting to live there.
First I saw him scowling and then he turned on a smile. So I don't know detail by detail what's going to happen, but something's going to happen. At first he's going to be like, I don't know. And then you're going to see another house or something, and then he's going to be like, okay, this isn't so bad. And then something else, okay, it's not so bad. Oh, all right, yeah. Okay, I like it, you know. So something after you get there is going to make him warm up to the idea, as it were. And you both be happy. And I
so
see
you
little
will.
Kids coming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this is the one where we're going to move to, right?
Somethingville, yes. Somethingville. I see a ville.
You see a what?
Ville, Ville, but that's the other half of the name. You know what I mean?
See a bill.
Somerville, oh. Castroville, somethingville.
Oh, Ville, like a
yeah. Like a part of a name.
The,
mm-hmm.
That's part of the name?
Of the town,
oh.
Right.
Oh, wow. As far as the town we're going to find?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. But will we have a good time visiting Esmeralda?
How precious. What a sweet name. I see people sitting around in the backyard, like having a little barbecue or something, and everybody's laughing. Laughing and bringing happy tears, yes.
Aww. That's sweet. So we'll have a good time. Esmeralda will like David, too.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's sitting around laughing, eating, drinking, making merry, as it were.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's telling stories. Who's the storyteller? Somebody's telling stories.
Probably Esmeralda. She loves to tell stories.
Mm, how sweet.
She has sweet stories.
Wow, I'm so happy for you, honey.
Oh, thank
I'm
you.
I'm happy for your
Are
happiness.
You enjoying your... Huh?
I'm happy for your happiness.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Are you enjoying your birthday today?
I most certainly am. It is very warm here, so I have 2 fans on me trying to keep me cool. And in a little while, I'm going to take another cold shower, and my girlfriend's going to pick me up, and we're going to go paint the town rainbow.
Oh, fun. You're going to have a fun girls' night out, huh?
Oh, yeah. We're going to go do something. I don't know what, but we never know what. We just drive and say, hey, let's go there, you know, that kind of thing.
Spontaneous.
So I can't wait. I'm excited. Mm-hmm.
So you're April 19th then, huh? So you're today is your birthday, so that means that you're Aries on the cusp of a Taurus, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm a brand new little baby who likes to see lots of pretty shiny things, and I'm bullheaded.
Yes. Oh, my.
Stubborn.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
I know, because David's a Taurus, so I know how stubborn Taurus can be. Trust me. That's why I ask you, what is he going to think about Arizona? Is he going to budge?
He's budging.
Thank
but you
God.
Know the bigger portion of it is he just loves you and he wants you to be happy.
Oh, that's so sweet. I want him to be happy too, Tasha.
He is happy. But he's with you. Tasha, so he's happy. It's not like it's not the type of thing that if you do it, I'm going to be happy. Unhappy, but I'll suffer through for you. No, in love, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to make you happy, and as long as you're happy, I'm happy, you know?
Right. So that's how he feels about it?
So that's what I see right now, yes.
Yeah.
So it's
I was
not
worried
dreary.
Because
he's not going to hate it.
Well, the hardest part for him is his son that he never gets to see because the ex-wife doesn't cooperate with the divorce decree, you know? So Cade... Mm-hmm. Cade is going to be the hardest part for him, leaving Cade. But Cade's 13, but he's not nice to David. He's mean to him, you know?
Yeah, well, we are at 13, you know?
Huh?
A lot of things you just don't understand. At 13, we are like that.
Do you think Cade will come around when we've moved, Tasha? Will he come and visit?
I think he's going to come and visit for, you know, a weekend here and there. And then once he realizes in another few years, like in another 5 years, he's going to realize exactly how good he has it. Because a lot of kids don't have any fathers, you know. Mm-hmm. And then he's going to be looking around seeing, oh, well, you know, Tasha grew up without a dad and she's okay, but she really wanted to have her dad and I have mine and I better appreciate him, you know, kind of thing. So, yeah, he'll grow into it. He'll grow more appreciative.
Oh,
know?
Thank God. I was hoping you'd say that. I was really hoping
not
you'd
today.
Say that.
Not today.
Yeah.
Just like any other 13-year-old, but Spirit said he's gonna come around, you know, and then he's going to want to, you know, be with his dad a lot and, you know, ask all the little questions that we normally ask at two. He's going to be asking later, you know, what's this? Well, how is this? And how does that work? And blah, 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 you know.
Wow.
Well, how should I ask her out? And, you know, stuff like that. But it's not going to happen overnight. But it is.
Yeah. B said exactly what you said, Tasha, Reverend B, our founder of GGM Radio. She said the same thing you told me, that it's going to be a few years before he comes around. Same exact.
Yeah,
they're both right on the point.
Good.
Oh, send me your private email on Facebook, your mailing address, because I wanted to snail mail you a birthday present.
Oh, sister, cut that out. Okay, I will.
Yeah, because I had something in mind that has your name on it. I just hope that you don't psych into it.
I'll post it. Don't tell me. Don't tell me, guys. I'll let it be a surprise.
So Facebook me, you know, when you have a chance, your address, I can mail it to you. I like doing old-fashioned snail mails, too, you know?
Bless your heart. You know, so do I. Well, I'm not liking it right now because I'm waiting for my postage to come in the mail. But normally I have postage, and I love surprising people. And you know what, sister, since you brought that up, I was just about to post a video. I'm going to be doing a lot more of that because a lot of people have been very, very, very good to me. Right before, like probably when you were dialing, I was saying you know, have you ordered? What have you ordered for yourself today? Did you order happiness? Did you order a successful trip? Did you order, you know, a beautiful house already waiting for you with your name on it? So as soon as you see it, it's blinging with your name on it, so you know the exact right place to live and move. What have you ordered?
Yeah.
You know, like a restaurant. You go,
the
go
universe.
In, you place your order, and you expect it. Yeah.
Right. It's already done, right? It's already done.
Yes. Exactly.
It's already done, signed, sealed, delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Here I am, baby. Signed,
right.
Sealed, delivered. I love that song.
Me too.
Oh, Tasha, I got a tip for you, too, because a lot of people need to know how awesome you are as a reader. My friend Ann Dandridge, she's on Facebook. You can friend her. She's related to Dorothy Dandridge, you know, and she works with Halle Berry and all them for, you know, with the book and when Halle Berry was. Anyway, she's a big Hollywood publicist. She has a powerful, it's called Google Powerful People and Friends. Go in there and you can, it doesn't cost you a penny. You can put your website, your YouTube, you know, your own page, Tasha Harris, The Angels Network, and join her. She's got over 1,500 members, and I post my shows each week, you know, in there too, for the Beauty Angel
yeah.
show. And you can do your own thing, and you can find other, you know, you can find people on. They can find you. They can find your services. It's called Powerful People and Friends, and Anne, let Anne know I sent you to say, and it doesn't cost you a penny, and it's a really awesome. She's got 1,500 members.
Wow, that's wonderful. Thank you.
She's got members, 1,500 members from around the world on there.
Oh my goodness, that's wonderful.
And they're cool, all kinds of cool. Can you see it already? Powerful People and Friends.
No, the station was acting a little funny today, so I'm not clicking on anything extra, honey.
Oh, no problem.
Show,
you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send you the link right now to your Facebook page. And you'll see
Anne,
the picture of her next to her husband. Her husband is Chuck Pettibone. It's interesting because Chuck is a realtor, too, and he was going to help us find a home there.
Sweet.
Chuck Pettibone, but you... It's a great tool, this networking on there. She's got all kinds of people, like Yolanda Adams from the gospel music. She's got her, and she's got a lot of great, neat people on there from, you know, singers to readers, you know, people like you and, you know. Bee's
wonderful.
On there,
thank
Reverend
you.
Bee. Yeah, you got to go on there.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Do I sound to you?
What?
Do I sound okay? Do I sound
just
okay?
A little muffled, just like a little muffled.
I don't know what's going
Tasha.
On in the universe today, but everybody's been telling me it's a little staticky today.
Oh, now you sound great. Now I can hear you perfectly. I
wonder
what's
going on out there.
I just sent you the link to all you do is scroll up to the far right once you open up the link when you have time, and it just says register, and that's how you set up your own page. And you can add
oh,
me as
sure
a friend,
I
too. Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you, honey. Oh, my gosh,
oh.
You're so wonderful to me.
Oh, you helped me a lot, too, Tasha. You've been the bearer of some wonderful, beautiful new plans for my life, you know. It means a lot to me for David and I. So,
hey, there's no place to go but up and plant lots of sunflowers along the road between here and there, you know?
I could love some sunflowers. I'd love to plant some sunflowers and chickens.
Yes. And then after they get big, you're going to have tons of sunflower seeds to eat on your back porch.
Hey, Tasha, I
you know.
Tell you.
What?
You know you're reading? Tasha?
Go ahead.
You,
I hear
reading,
go ahead.
You're reading mm-hmm. you gave me last week about you saw mm-hmm. the color, the products, the skincare with
yeah,
lavender.
Yeah, yeah.
I mm-hmm. figured out, I'm not going to say it on the air, but I'll tell
mm-hmm.
you privately because I don't
mm-hmm.
want to announce it yet till I'm there, you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
when I'm advertising it. But I know exactly, I found it, what you told me, what you predicted last week.
Oh, I'm so happy for you, honey.
You know what's funny? It's funny because the whole website, I told Bea, I go, oh, my God, Tasha told me this. Because I told her, I talked to Bea the other day. I said, yeah, Tasha gave me this reading and told me she saw the products and they were pink and lavender. And that's exactly the color of them. And the website is that. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to hear about it.
It's
awesome. I cannot wait to hear about it. But let me see if I can get to this last call, sister.
Yeah. No, I want to listen. I'll listen. Thank you. Love you. Happy birthday.
Okay, hang on.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, wow, that worked good this time. Okay. Yay. Okay, 337, go ahead, honey.
Hello, how are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. My name is Tamlin. I just wanted to see what you can see for me in Area of Love.
Somebody on the other side said, you know, she know he likes her. Uh-oh. Well, now, just as soon as you laugh about that, there's somebody else that likes you, too, but she's a girl. I don't know how you feel about that, but she does like you. So it's nice to see that you have plenty of options here.
Well, I like men, so.
he appears to be, as it were, a Billy Dee Williams type of character. He smells good. He looks good. He's got the old-fashioned, what Mama would call conked hair. You know, that's nice and wavy and slick back and smells good, looks good, got his, you know, beard trimmed to a T. Feels like, I can't tell, he either feels like a Taurus or a Virgo, but either one, he has his own business, he's very headstrong, but he's very soft-spoken. You would think that he doesn't like you because he doesn't show a lot of emotion. Other than with his eyes, which, of course, in time you're going to learn to read. But I don't see him coming around, at least until, like, Christmas. There's something you have to work on. Are you going to school right now? I see books.
I'm getting my degree in psychology.
Okay. So then at break time, I am assuming break time, because I see two weeks, like, with nothing in it. And then at that two-week break time is when you're going to meet him. And, again, I have to tell you, he may not say hello first. You're going to need to speak up, okay? But then after you do, he's going to put on that grand piano smile, and you're going to be like, oh, okay, you know? And you're going to get all ooey-gooey and teenage girlish and stuff like that. And you're going to be like, well, you want to come have some coffee with me? I was headed over to the, what do you call it, the restaurant thing in school. It looks like a school campus.
The cafeteria. Because
I see the big, huge, the cafeteria, thank you. It's huge, like a, I don't know, I haven't been to school in so long. It's huge, like a hospital cafeteria type thing where there's tons and tons of tables, but there's not a lot of people in it at the time for whatever reason. So you're going to be like, you want to sit and have a cup of coffee? And he's going to be like, sure, you know. But you're going to have to speak up. He's not going to speak up first. But once you do speak up and you're sitting having coffee, he's going to be a chatterbox. He is such a little romantic little chatterbox. And you're not going to appreciate that at first. You're going to be like, does he ever shut up? But later, you're going to appreciate that. He's been with himself for a long time, so therefore he's a little lonely. So you know how
this is someone, because I'm in my 40s, so sometimes being alone is not always a bad thing. This is someone that I don't know, or this is someone that I do know? Because he kind of sounds
now
like
you do not know him.
Know.
No.
Okay.
So then after he's all talked out, because, you know, at this point, you're used to seeing each other on a regular basis. Then it'll slow down, and then it'll be, quote-unquote, normal. But the thing about him is I'm envisioning a baby. He's so innocent. He really is innocent. You're going to think, is he just, you know, not knowing? Is he crazy? What, you know, why? He's just innocent. He hasn't been hurt a lot. He hasn't had somebody's past crossed over in his family, so he had that quote-unquote hard thing to go through. But he hasn't had a lot of hardships in his life. He's almost like a new soul in a body, you know? So everything to him is still new and amazing and wonderful and colorful and vibrant and anything's possible. How is it you're so annoying about a lot of things, yet you're still so hopeful about, you know, mankind?
He sounds like he's my child's age because I have a son in his 20s. Because that doesn't sound like any, oh, wow. Because I'm at the age where I'm interested in conversation, and he just sounds like he's just going with the flow.
But what's wrong with that?
Nothing is wrong with going with the flow, but I'm a Gemini, so I tend to like conversation. But he just, I don't know, I just have probably have to just wait till that time comes because, I don't know, I'm real particular about who comes into my space because I'm on a spiritual journey, and I don't know, just listening to him, he just sounds like just someone I've never met, just someone entirely different than I've ever known.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll be looking out for him. Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, in our last 90 seconds, everyone, I want to wish you all a beautiful, wonderful, prosperous weekend. And in this weekend, I want to stress to you to stop and hear, okay, let me just put it out there. Shut up and listen to people when they're talking to you. So you can learn the lessons that you were meant to learn for yourself to help you progress in life, okay? Have a wonderful, peaceful, beautiful weekend, everyone. I love you. Love yourselves. Bye-bye.